Let me just mention the main business before the Senate this week, when we start the week at least, and that is to pass a four-year reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration legislation. This is something that's been very hard to get agreement on between the House and Senate, but we finally have agreement, and I believe we can move ahead and pass this bill this week and send it to the president for signature. The legislation's important to New Mexico. We receive a substantial amount of federal funding from the Aviation Trust Fund for our state in airport improvement projects, particularly, and both for general aviation and commercial passenger service around the state. It contains the Essential Air Service Program that's important in a lot of states, including New Mexico. In New Mexico, the communities that are benefiting from the Essential Air Service Program right now are Carlsbad and Clovis and Silver City. A major accomplishment of this legislation is it commits funds to modernizing our air traffic control system. At the current time, we still have an air traffic control system that's based on use of ground-based radars. Many industrial countries in the world, advanced countries, have gone to using the GPS system and satellite capability to guide their aircraft and to operate their aircraft air control authorities. We need to do the same thing. It will increase safety and improve efficiency of the air transport system, and that's a major purpose of the legislation. So I hope we get it passed this week, get it sent to the president, and get it signed. So let me stop with that. I'll start with you, Bill. Go ahead with any questions.
Okay, thanks. It's been about a year since the nuclear disaster in Japan, and now there are problems with a leak at one of the nuclear reactors near San Diego. But what are you hearing about that? Does any of that change your thoughts on nuclear power?
Well, frankly, I haven't been briefed on the problems with any leakage from a nuclear reactor there near San Diego. I need to get up to speed on that. From the information I have received from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and we had a hearing a couple of months ago after the Fukushima accident where they testified that they believed that the procedures in place today for the management and regulation of our 104 nuclear power plants were adequate and were resulting in safe operation of those plants. And that's still my belief based on what I've been told.
Well, didn't they say much the same thing in Japan, and yet there was this problem, this huge meltdown in Japan?
Yeah, they did. There's no question. And I think that everyone has now gone back and said that substantial problems existed in the way that the Japanese were regulating and citing these facilities, these nuclear plants. But I don't believe we have the same problem here. And I have not seen evidence to indicate that there's a substantial risk of any kind of major nuclear meltdown at any of our nuclear plants.
Well, following on the energy question, the president is talking now in glowing terms about a huge natural gas supply. It's sounding a bit like a booster for that particular form of energy. Is it going to replace any thrust on renewables?
Well, I think for some time now, as this newly discovered gas source resource has been growing and growing, I do think that people have wondered whether or not renewables would be cost competitive, and whether we would keep in place the policies that are intended to help the development of renewable energy sources, so with a long-term supply of cheap gas available. I don't think we have the answers to those questions yet. I hope very much that we do keep in place policies that will encourage development of renewable energy sources, and we do not allow ourselves to become excessively dependent upon natural gas or any other individual source of energy.
It may be a cheap source of energy, natural gas, but it also will employ more and more fracking, won't it?
Yeah, there's no question that the shale gas that has been discovered and is being produced now does, in most cases, require fracking. And we need to be sure that we have in place the regulations to ensure that that's done in a safe, in a way that doesn't contaminate water or air. And I believe that can be done.
Okay, I'll pass. Thanks.
All right. Amanda, did you have questions?
Yes. I wanted to ask you about this week a committee passed the bill the bill for illegal immigrants, the one that wouldn't allow us to issue them driver's license in the state of New Mexico. And I was wondering how you feel about the bill in general.
Well, of course, that's a state law. It's not a law that's pending here in the Congress. So we have not had hearings on it here, and we've not debated it here. Obviously, it's up to each state to decide what citizens or individuals it wants to provide driver's licenses to. I think there are arguments on both sides of that issue. The state legislature has come down on the side of saying that public safety is improved by allowing licenses to be made available to folks even though they cannot prove their citizenship. And I'm happy to abide by that decision. As I say, I think there are arguments on both sides, and if the legislature were to change its view, I think as long as it was a transition that did not too abruptly change the circumstance, I think it would probably not do any substantial damage in our state.
Okay, I think that's it.
All right. Bill, did you have questions?
Just want to ask what else is coming up in the Senate this week.
Well, I think the a main focus of efforts, and this probably will not be on the Senate floor this week, is the continuing negotiations to try to see whether we can extend the cuts in the payroll tax that are currently in place. That, of course, will expire at the end of February. Unless Congress passes additional legislation that the president signs. Same thing with extended unemployment benefits. I'm sure that the job numbers that came out this last week will be used by some members of Congress to argue that we should not be continuing with these additional governmental support efforts. But my own view is that the economy continues to remain fragile. We still have too many people out of work. We still don't have as many jobs in the country as we had a decade ago. And for that reason, I think we should keep these provisions in place for the remainder of this year.
Okay, and that's it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Amanda, you think of anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Thank you both for talking with me.
Good. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.